Allah will make the wife. Someone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the father, and someone Allah will make the son. Every person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put there for a certain reason, for a certain purpose. So every person should appreciate that position Allah Pak has given him, and he shouldn't exceed the bounds. He should have respect for the next person. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him less than the next man? It is in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody Allah Pak won't give children, somebody he'll give children. Somebody he'll give only boys, somebody he'll only give girls. So why he does things, it's in his prerogative. Person should never question it. One person came up to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. He had no children. So he was complaining that he had no children. And he was insisting that Hazrat must make dua for him. So Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib initially tried to explain to him that this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, khair in it, accept it. But because he insisted to make dua. So he made dua for this person that Allah must give him a child. So Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib says himself, this person after about 17 or 18 years came back. He says, please make dua, Allah Pak takes this child away. Allah Pak takes this child away because he's involved in drugs and he's involved in drinking. And the amount of pressure this child is putting us under is we can't manage it. Now so much of embarrassment and pressure and stealing and whatever he's involved in, that is causing so much harm to us. So what Allah Pak gives a person, that Allah Pak knows. And what Allah holds back is also from his wisdom. So anyway, the hadith we did yesterday, Nabi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala ikrama this shaybat al-Muslim. Hazrat Musa Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily from amongst honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person shows honor to a person that is an old person. Person with white beard, person is elderly, he shows respect to him. In other words, he's showing respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وحامل القرآن غير الغالي فيه والجافي عنه. And a person is showing respect to a person who is a hafiz of Quran, so long as the hafiz is not exceeding the bounds. He's not doing or he's not going into those things that he is not asked to go to, into those aspects of the Quran. Now he starts opening up that Allah Pak has left it as a, not a secret, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only understands the meaning of it. Certain ayats in the Quran, certain things, he doesn't exceed the bounds. And waljafi anhu, he doesn't leave Quran. In other words, he's still continuing on his door, he's still looking after the Quran, he's making hifazat of the Quran, he's making hifazat of all the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person should respect this type of hafiz. If he does this, then he's respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ikrami this sultan al-muqsit, a person has respect for a just ruler. The person is just, he has been appointed, now people should respect him. This is also from respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other hadith we did, an Amr ibn Shu'ayb an Abihi an Jaddihi radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana wa ya'arifu sharafa kabirana. Hadithun sahihun rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi. Hazrat Amr ibn Shu'ayb, mentioning from his father, from the grandfather, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person is not from amongst us. Laysa minna, if a person has love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one part of the hadith is enough to hurt the person and make him feel bad. That laysa minna, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, this person is not from amongst us. In other words, he's not following our sunnah, he's not following our teachings. Why? Because man lam yarham saghira, that person who doesn't have mercy on the young ones. Those that are young, we should be having mercy on them, showing love to them, overlook their faults, show them that shafqat that they deserve. وَيَعْرِفُ شَرَفَ كَبِيرَنَا, and that person that doesn't recognize the status Allah Pak has given the people that are senior. Allah has given them a status because they are senior. All the other hadiths we did, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Kabir, Kabir, that let the more senior person speak. The dream that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had, that he was ordered to give the miswak to a person that was older in the, out of the two people. So all the show that Allah Pak has given the older person a status. So that person that doesn't recognize the status of the elder, that person is not from amongst us, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying. How important it is to show respect to, this is general seniors, those are generally old. Can you imagine what respect has to be shown to the parents of a person? To what extent he has to show them respect if the general public or the general seniors are asked to be shown that type of respect? Today's hadith, and Maymun ibn Abi Shabib bin رحمه الله أن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها مر بها سائل. This person mentioned that Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, one beggar went past, one beggar came by her and asked her for something. فأعطته كسرة, so she gave this beggar a piece of bread. Somebody asked for something, so she gave this beggar a piece of bread. ومر بها رجل عليه ثياب وهيئة. Then after some time another person came to ask for something, but this person had good clothes on and he had a very decent appearance. So he wasn't like that first person. He was much more well dressed. He had a decent appearance. فَأَقْعَدَتْهُ فَقِيلَ لَهَا فِي ذَلِكَ. So what she did was she made this person sit and then she served that person food. So she was asked, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, فَقَالَتْ, said, why did you do this? One person came and asked, he wasn't so well dressed. You gave him a piece of bread, he took it, he went away. Somebody else was looking much more well dressed. His appearance appeared to be much better. You made this person sit and then you send food for that person. In other words, you gave that second person much more respect than the first person. فَقَالَتْ, so she then, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala replies, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنزِلُ النَّاسَ مَنَازِلَهُمْ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدْ. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that treat every person according to their status. In other words, every person has got a different status. The status of the spouse will be different compared to the status of some outside person. The status of the children will be different. The status of the parents will be different. The status of the employer will be different. The status of the president and the government will be different. The status of a person of ilm and knowledge will be different. So every person according to the status Allah has given them, treat them accordingly. So that person that is deserving of some type of respect, additional respect, give him that respect. This will take a person very, very far. This is something, unfortunately, like Imam Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned, is one of the reasons why there's so much of problems. Problems between employer, employee, between partners, between parents and children, between seniors and juniors, is because people don't give their respect and don't give that position that the next person deserves. Every person understands the position Allah has given the next person, a person will have respect for the next person, and many, many problems that we see today will be warded off. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal on these beautiful ahadith. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.